That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in his restaurant reading a book. Listen.
Lum!
Abner, for goodness sake, can't you leave me alone? Can't you see I'm reading here?
I know this, Lum. If you ever expect to make a success out of a restaurant business, you're going to have to do something besides sitting around here reading novels all day long.
I ain't reading no novels.
Yes, you are, too. I seen a name right on the front of the book there. What you ought to be doing, Lum, is working on your menus. The bus company still complain about the meals you're serving.
Well, that's just the reason I'm reading this book.
What now, what good is that going to do you? What you ought to have is a cookbook instead of that adventure story.
Adventure story?
Why, sure. You ain't fooling me a bit, Lum Edwards. I told you I seen the name right on the cover. Adventure in, some foreign land. I didn't get the name of it.
That's good eating.
Well, wherever it is.
Well, it ain't no place.
Well, they hardly ever heard of them. Them writers that write that junk, they just make up places. Like that there, Alice in Wonderville and the Wizard of Ooze. Them ain't real places, you know.
They ain't.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, for your information, Abner, this ain't a story at all. It's wrote by a fella named Duncan Hines.
Hines? Don't even know him. Polk County man?
No, according to the book, he lives in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh?
Anyway, this fella goes all over the country eating in restaurants.
Well, he must have quite an appetite.
Well, that ain't it so much. He's just interested in eating.
Well, who ain't?
Well, I mean, he's made a sort of a business out of it.
Oh, just like me. When I sat down to eat, I dogus, I don't like no monkeying around.
Well, you don't understand. He does it professionally.
Well, I ain't exactly no amateur at it myself. You set a plate of cold coon and collards in front of me, and I dogus, you better step back.
Abner, will you hush up?
Huh?
What this fella does is put out a book listing all the places he's ate in.
He does? Well, I could do that, too. The Spears is, Quincy's. Or the Pomeroy.
I mean, in famous restaurants. What he does is put on the ones he gives a recommend to.
I ate out to the Johnsons' this place one night, too. I wouldn't recommend it, though. Them soda biscuits she makes will stay with you for days. Yeller's a pumpkin. And about the same size.
He's had in every state in the country.
Who has? Mr. Johnson?
Or Duncan Hines.
Oh, well, I was going to say, old man Johnson ain't been out of the county, let alone out of the state.
Well, I never meant him.
With that mail order upper plate he's got, he couldn't eat his way through Hatfield down here.
Abner, do you want to know anything about this book I'm reading?
Why, sure I do.
All right, then. Keep that big mouth of yours shut.
Huh?
Now, this Hines feller has made himself famous.
Well?
And I guess you might say he's made a lot of restaurants famous, too. Just by giving them a recommend in this book of his.
Well?
He tells here the best things these restaurants are, so I figured I ought to be able to get some pretty good ideas about how to build up my menu. That ought to keep the bus company from complaining, too.
Yeah, it ought to, yes.
You see, this fellow's a regular authority on it. He knows might not everything there is to know about eating.
Yeah, well, I know right smart about it myself, too. For instance, I know that if you mix your peas with your mashed potatoes, they won't roll off your knife.
Well, now listen, Abner.
That way you don't have to chase them all over the plate trying to scoop them up, neither. And another thing.
All right, Abner.
If you mix butter with your syrup, it stays on your bread a heap better.
Abner, them ain't the kind of things he knows.
Well, Dogas, I better be telling him some things, then. Where did you say he lives?
I don't know. Bowling Green, Kentucky, I think.
Well, if he's going to be taking supper out all the time...
Abner, will you hush up? You want to hear about this book, or don't you?
Why, sure, yeah.
All right, then. Keep quiet and just listen.
Thought that's what I was doing. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, anyway, in reading over this
book... Wonder if he knows about chucking a handful of crackers in your soup.
Abner.
It makes it a heap easier to handle. Don't spill half as much that way.
You don't,
Oh, no. It's neater. Now, Lum, there's one of the first things a fella ought to know if he's taking supper out. Be neat.
That's interesting.
For instance, when you butter your bread and fold it over, why, be sure and get the edges of the bread even.
Uh-huh.
Don't have one corner sticking out.
No, wouldn't think of it.
It just ain't neat.
Of course not.
And if you spill something on a tablecloth, just sort of gradual ease your saucer over it right away.
That's how you do it.
You have to be a little sly about it. Pour something on the wall and get them to turn around, and while they're looking, well, just slide your saucer over the spot, and they'll never see it.
I never knowed I knowed so little about eating.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to learn. Of course, I've been at it. Well, I've been eating for a long life, I reckon. I put in some time at it. Yes, sir. Yes, see, now, there's some other things I know, too, that be...
Never mind, I don't care nothing about it.
Lord, now, you want to know these things. You might be invited out someplace sometime. You want to know how to act. Now, here's another idea. Put the buttered side of your bread down if eaten on a slanting table. That way she'll never slip off the tablecloth.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I found that awful handy. Over there at Ulysses S. Quincy's, you know how that kitchen floor here sort of sways?
Yeah.
Well, you put just a plain piece of bread on the tablecloth over there to slide right back in your lap.
I don't aim to eat over there.
Well, no, but if you did, Mom. Mr. Hines might be eating on a slant table sometime, you can't tell.
But you tell him about it.
Yeah, I will. That's what I'm talking about. And when you're eating corn on the cob, gnaw in a direct line. Keep the row straight.
Straight?
Yeah.
I must recollect that.
Of course, that is if you ain't handicapped like little Euler Bates.
Euler Bates?
Yeah, with them buck teeth of hers, she can't gnaw in a very straight line. She cut some unusual designs there, too.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Bless her little heart. She could eat corn on the cob to a picket fence anyway if them teeth of hers. And now, when you're eating pork chops, Lum, don't never pick the bone up with your bare hand.
Don't do that.
No, gracious. Always wrap your napkin around first, then pick it up.
Well.
Special when you're away from home.
I see.
Just recollect, be neat. That's what you want to do. Always be neat.
Yeah.
Now, another thing, when you go to somebody's place, when you pour your coffee out in a saucer, don't never blow on it.
Don't blow on it?
Oh, gracious, that's the worst mistake you can make.
That ain't nice.
Oh, no. Fan it with your hat's what you want to do.
Nice.
All this, and another thing, always pull a chair out from a table for a woman. If you pull it out far enough, that gives you a chance to get set down and get your favorite piece of chicken before they can draw up to the table.
Uh-huh.
And don't ever reach with your bare hand out in the middle of the table for something either.
Don't do that.
You'll bring back a nut. Well, look at them fork marks I've got in my hand right there.
Who done that, your woman?
Well, her family. I made the mistake. We was there for Thanksgiving dinner, and I said, tuck my napkin in. That's another thing. Don't tuck your napkin into your collar. Tie a hard knot around the back of your neck so it won't slip.
Good. Now, are you done now?
I believe so. Well, that's enough for you to work on right now.
Good. I'll see you later then.
All right. Wait. Where are you going, Long?
I don't know. Crazy, I reckon. Just any place to get away from you.
Huh?
Well, if anybody comes in and wants anything in the restaurant, why, you take care of them as long as you know so much about eating.
Yeah, well, here, wait a minute, Lum. Hey, Lum. Now, what in the world could have got into him? Well, I hope he recollects most of that stuff. Yeah, on the
hell. Hi.
Oh, hello, Granddad.
Hey, what's the matter with Lum? I said hello to him out there on the porch, and he never even answered me.
I don't know. Beats me.
Is he mad at somebody?
Oh, no. He was standing here telling me all about a book he was reading, and all of a sudden he just stopped right in the middle of it and walked out.
He did?
Yeah.
What was the book he was telling you about?
Oh, it was just a book on restaurants. Awful interesting. He was trying to get some ideas out of it for his own restaurant here.
Well, that don't sound like nothing for him to get his pigeon-toed back up over.
No, I just don't understand it, though.
Yeah. What kind of ideas was he trying to get?
Well, let's see now. What did he say? I know he said that this fella that wrote the book gives recommends to different restaurants.
Recommends them?
Yeah. That helps make the restaurant famous or something like that.
Is that what Lum's aiming on doing, getting a recommend?
Well, I don't know. I don't recollect him saying that that's what... Just a minute now.
What's the matter?
All right, dog, as I found you, that's it, Grand Theft. He was hinting around to get me to do it.
Do what? Give him a recommend?
No. He wanted me to ask this feller, Duncan Hines, to give his restaurant a recommend. And he got mad because I never catched on to what he's hinting at. Old thick-headed me.
Well, I do know.
Just like old Lum, too.
Well, wait a minute. Who's this Donald Hines you keep talking about?
Duncan Hines. He's the feller wrote the book. So good, I better get this and write him a letter right away, too. I don't blame Lum for being put out at me. I'm all of that blame ignorance about everything. Hand me that writing tablet there, Grandpa.
Fishing this right here?
Right there. The one with the lines on it, so I can write straight.
Here it is.
Dog, I'll get that Duncan Hines here to Pine Ridge. I'll make him eat in Lum's restaurant if I have to hold a gun on him to do it. Fact is, I'll get him to hold a gun on me and make me eat
Well, if Mr. Hines accepts this invitation, he's in for an entirely new kind of taste thrill. Listen again every weekday at this time for Lemon Abner down in Pine Ridge. Brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.